ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday evening, the 8th of April, 2026. I'm in a pretty good mood. I don't know about you. The so-called ceasefire has changed the landscape, changed the board just a little bit. How much it's actually changed, we'll get into here today. Obviously, at the very tail end of yesterday's broadcast, the news came in that Donald Trump, His Majesty Donald Trump, Master of Death, decided to stay his merciful hand, to stay his wrath, and to grant the people of Iran continued existence. So, all hail, the glorious Master of Death, Donald J. Trump, which is good, which is a good thing. I'm happy about this. I'm very happy that we didn't, quote unquote, eradicate a civilization never to recover yesterday. I'm very glad that Trump didn't go through with his utterly insane threat to annihilate an entire people group. So I'm happy about that. I also don't really believe any of it. I don't really trust any of what has come out. We'll get into it. I'll explain why. I also thought we'd take this time, this so-called ceasefire, this brief and perhaps at this point non-existent pause in the combat, to go back over the history of the Iran war, the long 39-day roller coaster ride that America and the world has been on. And I want to present that to you today. I'll probably do that in the third hour of today's show, because it's probably going to take an hour to go through, because I got a lot of videos just day by day showing you that we've been right the entire time, and that really what comes across when you look at the timeline from like a week before the attacks began on February 28th, starting around February 21st and moving forward, or going back farther, like what you see is that there has been absolutely no overarching plan. This entire debacle, this entire 39-day stretch of the war in Iran has been a series of attempted moves that completely flounder, totally fall flat, and then they change tactics to a different move. So the idea now being put forward that this was a great victory for Donald Trump and Iran buckled and, you know, succumbed to his ultimatum, it's just flagrantly untrue and has not been true any of the times they've kind of made this claim. And it really has been a Groundhog's Day repeat over and over and over of kind of the same thing. Trump saying he's going to kill everybody, then backing off a little bit. It's not actually all that complicated. But we will get into just the shifting goals of the war in Iran, the shifting methods by which to achieve that goal. Because really, again, I think if you look at it as we do, just taking the facts on the ground and being extremely skeptical, I guess I could say, of the official story, it's pretty obvious what is actually happening here. You know, things like trying to get the Kurds involved. It was not something that they had planned on doing beforehand. If you wanted to have the Kurds as your main fighting force on the ground, you would have made sure to establish that before you had to rely on them. They only asked the Kurds to get involved days after the initial strikes because the initial strikes didn't work. And so then they're scrambling and they try to get the Kurds and they say the Kurds are going to be our ground force. And the Kurds say, F you, we did that to you last time and you abandoned us. We're not doing that. So they say, well, we don't need the Kurds. Screw the Kurds. The Kurds stole our guns. And then they move on to the next attempt. And what comes across, the impossible to avoid conclusion of all of this, is that Donald Trump has been flying by the seat of his pants, trying to project an air of control in what is in reality a completely chaotic mess of a war that was all started and then perpetuated at every step by our enemies in Israel, who we call our greatest allies. Every step of the way, from the buildup to the war in Iran, to the protest there in the beginning, convincing Trump to do it in the first place, to systematically eliminating any possibility for off-ramps that we had for this entire process. And even now, it looks like they are screwing up this ceasefire because they don't like it. We're America. We shouldn't care what Israel likes. And that's sort of the whole problem, isn't it?